Support for this podcast and the following message comes from Morgan Stanley, who helped Uber raise capital to rethink transportation. Capital creates more mobility. More at morganstanley.com/Uber. Morgan Stanley & Co., LLC, member SIPC.
Ever wished you could shout over to Alexa or Google Home and make a phone call? Well, the voice assistants gods have heard you as Amazon and Alphabet expand into a new frontier of voice calling.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello, this is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. So in their efforts to take over our lives, digitally at least, tech companies like Amazon and Alphabet are doing all they can to ensure that virtual assistance is poised to be not a fad, but a new era of communication and everyday life as we know it. Case in point, expanding into a new frontier by way of voice calling. Let's talk details with the Wall Street Journal's Laura Stevens, patching in from our San Francisco booth. Hey, Laura.
Hey.
You hear all the time that these tech companies like Amazon and Google are all scrambling to get digital assistance everywhere, wherever it's possible. And I guess they see phone capability as a natural extension into making this happen.
Right. Well, so both Google and Amazon, of course, have their artificial intelligence-powered assistants, which are the Google Home speaker and the Amazon Echo speaker. And those are becoming, you know, more and more prolific in people's homes, for especially for early adapters. So as we kind of look at the next space, the next frontier for these devices, a big thing that they're both looking at right now is how to add phone capability. So they want you to be able to kind of use it as your home phone almost and make and place calls from that device. And that should really increase a lot of functionality for the device and also get people using it more.
You see the thinking there. So word on the street is that this could be something we see by year end. Has this concept been brewing for a while? Because it's a big undertaking.
It has. I mean, we've heard at least over at Amazon, it has been brewing since at least 2015. So okay. It's something that they've been considering for a long time, something they see as, you know, essential. But, you know, there's a lot of different concerns here. So, first of all, privacy, because, right. You know, we're looking at a piece of data that people consider very confidential, actually. According to Pew Research Center, people consider their phone conversations the third most sensitive data after social security numbers and after healthcare information. Okay. So, you know, it's something where do you really want a big tech company listening to your phone calls?
Yeah. Are they taking certain precautions or maybe have some ideas in how to properly execute this as such?
Well, this is just something that both companies are thinking about as they move forward with this process. I mean, from our understanding, they would not be recording phone calls or anything, but that adds mm-hmm. some technological complications because, you know, both of these devices are always on. They're always listening. Right. They only send recordings when they hear their quote-unquote wake word
right,
or
right.
their name, basically. That's when they'll send things to the cloud. So how do you kind of get around that? How do you make sure that if you want to hang up the call, that it knows to listen for you to hang up, but maybe not to your conversation? So mm-hmm. there's lots of different factors here.
Yeah, privacy seems to be, you know, among the biggest hurdle here. But also telecom regulations, those have to be fun to sift through. Any roadblocks popping up by way of how things are regulated?
Yeah, it's an interesting issue. So that's, of course, like another big piece of this. 911 is a big issue. So mm-hmm. do they want to add that functionality? Obviously, you know, this has been something that Skype and Vonage and other companies have kind of looked at, and it can be a problem if somebody tries to dial 911 and isn't able to get out. So that obviously would be a public relations nightmare if, you know, somebody tries to use 911 on one of these devices.
Right.
So they have to kind of consider how to do it. There's also usually fees attached to adding 911 service to a device. So how would they handle that? Because they can't just kind of wrap it into the phone bill. So yeah, there's a lot of complications around that. And then additionally, having phone capability sometimes triggers a law around wiretapping, which requires that phone companies build in that capability mm-hmm. for phones. So
it's getting sticky, yeah. It's a lot.
So there's a lot of kind of traditional regulation out there that could also affect these services.
We're speaking to the Wall Street Journal's Laura Stevens about efforts to expand voice assistance into voice calling. You're listening to the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing.
We'd like to say a quick thank you and share a message from one of our sponsors, Morgan Stanley, who helped Uber raise capital to launch innovative transportation solutions, including its carpooling option, Uber Pool, and enable a world on the move. Capital creates more mobility. More at morganstanley.com/Uber. Morgan Stanley & Co., LLC, member SIPC.
Thanks for joining us. So we're possibly poised for a finish line here by year end. As far as the playing field, are Amazon and Alphabet head-to-head here? Are they about even with their progress? It seems like they're both on it and ready to roll, but does either have an upper hand?
It's interesting. Both of them have different upper hands. So Amazon launched its Echo device in 2014, so it has a big head start into the market as far as adoption goes. According to Morgan Stanley, more than 11 million of those devices have been sold, and that's an estimate. Amazon doesn't release that. But, you know, they're kind of gaining traction in that space, especially over the holidays. They sold out of their devices on their website. So That's their upper hand. Google, however, is new to the market. They launched late last year. But they have a lot of experience in telephone services. They have Google Voice, and they've kind of explored this space previously. Right. So that would be their leg up.
Very good. So we'll see who prevails with voice assistance or by way of phone capabilities first.
Exactly.
Very good. Laura Stevens, thank you as always.
Thank you.
And that'll wrap up this edition of the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos in the newsroom in New York. Thanks for listening.
For more podcasts, check us out at wsj.com/podcasts. Become a subscriber on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and now look for us on the Google Play Music app on Android devices.